Well, good morning, all. Pulling out of my driveway on a Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Daily Weathered View, brought to you by the guys at the Weathered Report, podcast that drops every Sunday, 7 o'clock Pacific time on YouTube. Catch it on your favorite podcast app on Monday morning. We also do this approximately 6 to 7 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday. Coming to you out of my car, my commute. And we have a lot to get through today. Just want to remind you guys that we are sponsored by Horrible Designs, Apex Music Systems, Music Making Sense Podcast, and Mad K Designs. And I'm your host, Bruce McGee. Call me the Weathered Soul. You can catch me at Weathered Soul. Going to kind of jump right into it. There was some horrible news that we heard overnight, something that happened this morning, early in the morning. A freighter hit the Sir Francis Drake Bridge in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, taking out the bridge. And apparently it's a mass casualty event. It wasn't long before the Twitterverse and everybody kind of claiming that, some kind of conspiracy, terrorist attack, whatever you want to put on the board. But definitely a terrible situation from what I understand, from what briefly I've read, is that the Sir Francis Drake Bridge is a major thoroughfare for trucking and supplies, to go down the eastern seaboard. And that also the port that it connects to is one of the busiest ports in the U.S. next to our own here on the Pacific Coast, which is the Oakland port. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning, buddy. How you doing?
Jason, lovely. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. Good, man. Kind of a surprise on waking up this morning to the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit terrible, man, when you think about a freighter that comes through those parts or that river all the time, and all of a sudden you lose power and lose control of a huge freighter like that, and you take out a whole bridge. That's kind of concerning. It impacts everybody. It impacts everybody. I mean, we've had similar situations on similar bridges. Bridges going down. This one seemed to be not of neglect for the bridge itself, but who knows what happened to that freighter?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of conspiracy theories are coming out already. I can imagine. One about the freighter might have been hacked and shut off and steered into the bridge. The other that the crew was the crew were the terrorists. Yeah, it's all conspiracy theories at this time.
Yes,
nobody really knows. It's so young in the investigation. We just pray, hope and pray for the people that are down there, getting rescued. Hope that not too many of them. Some of them, we hope that they get rescued. We know that the freighter sunk. You know that caught fire and sunk. My thoughts and prayers are going out to those people. It's a terrible situation, man, I'm telling you. I don't know if you guys ever had kind of a mass casualty incident up there, besides the shooting or anything like that. But
the 35 bridge collapsed while people were on it.
Yeah. How big of a bridge was that?
Pretty big.
Yeah, this bridge here, I guess, was 1.6 miles, and it looked like a significant part of it fell into the water, if not all of it. There's certain things. I'm an engineer, so I work on huge projects with intricate structural policies that we have to follow, and you just can't plan for a ship hitting the pillar and taking down a whole bridge.
Yeah, the collapse that happened in Minnesota was the I-35W bridge back in 2007. It killed 13 people and injured 145. But
what was the reason for that?
It was old, and it was it was under construction. There was a lot of stuff parked on it, and people were kind of, it was in during rush hour, and a lot of people were just kind of sitting there, and it just buckled and collapsed. A large portion of it fell into the Mississippi River, and yeah.
What was the impact to the community when that happened? I mean, how long was it before, number one, they could get back across? Because they're pretty quick, you know, within a couple of weeks of getting a makeshift bridge across there. But there's an impact that has to happen because that's a shipway. You know, they're gonna run ships through there, so it's not a situation where they can just put a makeshift bridge across the surface of the river
and resume
stuff.
They had to reroute traffic to. There's only so many points they can cross the Minnesota or the Mississippi River, so it had a impact to traffic dramatically for quite a while, and I can't remember how long it was down for before they wound up reopening. I want to say like a year or two, maybe longer.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. I'm sure you woke up to the same news that I woke up to about the Sir Francis Drake Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, collapsing after a ship hit it. And the mass casualty event that they're thinking about at least 20 cars went into the river with it, and then the freighter caught on fire and sunk. So,
dang, I didn't hear about that.
We're just kind of discussing that right now and wondering. Yeah, you know, we're also talking about a similar incident that happened in Minnesota back in 2007.
Yeah, it was down for a whole year.
Yeah, I remember when that happened in Minnesota.
After that happened
in Minnesota, that was a few years ago. After that happened in Minnesota, Mike Pence was still the governor of Indiana, and they passed a bill through Indiana state legislature and stuff, and that every bridge in the whole state was to be rebuilt up to code within like 3 years or something like that. And so they passed like a couple billion dollars or whatever for that. And it was actually part of this whole initiative that was like a Next Generation Roads initiative. And so it's taking all of our two-lane highways and making them all three-lane highways.
Yeah, I'm an engineer, and I work with structural engineers all the time, and just cannot plan for a big tanker to hit a bridge and expect it to stand up. This is definitely one of those things that is right up your alley there, Arcos.
Yeah, well, you should plan for it. You should plan for it, Bruce. Come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, they plan when they build the Twin Towers, they plan for those to get hit by planes. So what you plan for a ship to hit a bridge? You know, if you got a bridge over water, ship's gonna hit it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently, like I said, you know, the impact in that community is going to be huge. Because number one, it's the main thoroughfare on the East Coast for truckers and commerce to go across, and not only that, it's connected to one of the biggest ports on the East Coast, so shipping is going to be at a standstill for a while. They're going to divert that to some different ports. Truckers are going to have to be diverted. Everything's going to have to be diverted. It's going to, you know, we're probably going to see that bust out in our economy here pretty soon. As far as, you know, it won't be too long before, you know, those people are going to be raising their prices because, you know, things aren't going to be shipped to them on time. People are going to be waiting and things like that. So it's one of the things that I kind of just wanted to hit on was got to know that these tankers and stuff like that cannot be much different than an airliner or a train that are all computerized now. And they're driven by software. I'm not sure if the tanker was being driven by software at the time, but you can be pretty sure that there's some kind of automated stuff that helps them get through, routes that they do all the time. You plug them in, like a Tesla or something like that, it can drive itself through different points and stuff like that. So we're hoping that it wasn't like a software glitch or something that got hacked or things like that. It's just it's one of those situations that you hear every once in a while that happens. Hope this is not a black swan event or anything like that, or anything that had to do with any terrorists. Like I said, we're just my hopes and prayers are out for the people that that lost their lives and those that are struggling with whatever they're struggling with this morning over there in Maryland. Just a terrible thing to wake up to.
Well, I mean, if we would stop funding Israel, then Hamas wouldn't have done what they did.
There we go.
It is probably Hamas. I wouldn't be surprised if they blame it on Hamas in order to fucking go carte blanche and start funding the hell out of Israel like none other.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what
they're
going to
do. Either that or on Russia. They blame it on Russia. You got the problem reaction solution. The problem is that the public does not.
Russia hacked the tanker.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There we go.
Yeah.
Or China.
There you go.
China.
Yeah. Oh shit, we're getting canceled again.
Yes, we are. But anyway, hey, the biggest news, I mean, there's two big pieces of news that we've got even yesterday, and one of them I think it out trumps Trump's dodging Letitia's fine is that P. Diddy, Mr. Diddy's on the run. I don't know if he's on the run, but he's sure being investigated by Homeland Security. Got his two homes, one in Miami and one in Los Angeles, raided by Homeland Security. And apparently he's in cahoots with a human trafficking ring. And I wanted to bring this up because the first thing I thought of was Harkos, because he's in that, he's in the music
human trafficking.
Industry,
I'm into human trafficking. Yeah, I know. I'm into human trafficking as well. So.
No, I'm just saying, if everybody, that sides with Trump is associated with Trump, then you're associated with hip hop, which apparently Diddy is, rapping in hip hop, then you're associated with the human trafficking. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting saga with Diddy over the last few months because, he got hit with a civil suit from his ex that she was with him for like 10 years and all this craziness happened and all that stuff, and so he paid out the suit or whatever for that and settled with her. And then all of a sudden he started having all this other stuff come down and there was a lot of rumors that like he was basically pulling like an Epstein kind of thing, and so that he had cameras all in his house, and what he would do is he would have parties and people would come over to the parties and all the drinks would get spiked, and then once the drugs kicked in, then he would be doing like all kinds of craziness or whatever, and there'd be a lot of like homosexual like type of stuff, and he would use it to blackmail people, and that's how he was able to like control some of the people in the industry and stuff. So that's a rumor, obviously, so we'll see what happens with that. But the fact that Homeland Security is raiding his houses, and then somebody sent me a thing how his private jet it took off and it went, where is it, oh there it is,
he went down to the Caribbean
yeah
somewhere.
He went to Cape Verde, and which has no extradition, so it's like, why would you run to a place with no extradition if you weren't doing something crazy, so
well, I saw some other reports where he was seen in Miami while the plane was in the air, so it was kind of up in the air whether he was on the plane or not.
Yeah, but it's just like that meme that I sent y'all in the chat yesterday of that Chinese kid asking that Chinese man, "Dad, why do they think we all look alike?" And the dad's like, "I don't know, dude. I'm your neighbor. So, you know, a lot of people have, you know, Diddy has a lot of lookalikes. A lot of celebrities have lookalikes too. So, you know, you never know if it was a lookalike or not. Cause when stuff like this happens, rumors go crazy. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Who did he do dirty? I mean, what would spark something like this where, I mean, we didn't know anything about Epstein until stuff started coming out about him because, you know, somebody did somebody dirty.
Well,
because this stuff just doesn't come out. And I've heard about it for months and months and months.
So, well, we knew about Epstein like 20 years ago, technically, because Alex Jones was talking about it before he even got busted, before Epstein even got busted for his first underage, you know, sex scandal thing. That he got hit with back in Clinton or Bush 2 era, one of the two, is when he first got arrested for that stuff. But so it was known before that. But no, I mean, he was probably, you know, rumor has it he was running an Epstein-style thing. And so he might have been an arm of that kind of a thing where Epstein had, you know, a lot of the scientists and politicians and stuff like that. And then he had a lot of the movers and shakers and you know, Diddy had a lot of movers and shakers in industry. And there's a lot of rumors that go around about him, how like he was behind Tupac getting killed and he had paid, he had paid to have Tupac get killed. But then once the person killed Tupac, Diddy didn't pay. And so then because he didn't pay, they killed Biggie. Like type of thing. That's a rumor that went down as well too. So there's a lot of rumors that he was running a blackmail operation as well as sex trafficking, just like Epstein was, but he was running it at a different angle. And so when he got that lawsuit from Cassidy, that was like the first time anybody had really heard anything about this on the big public. Like there was always rumors that he was a weirdo and shit. But this was like the first time that like it really got brought to light. And then I think the cards started crumbling down for some reason. And so they're just burning him.
Wood chipper.
Yeah. So another interesting angle is that Epstein and P. Diddy could be actually fall people for just, you know, the whole cabal that's going on. And things that we've done. So
yeah, I mean,
there's also that angle.
Yeah, they just run separate arms of the same fucking beast, you know, type of thing. Yeah,
right. Good morning, Ken. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing good. I'm glad we're talking about the underworld of sex scandals and corrupt musicians and all that kind of good stuff. Talk about something that's been going on.
I figured
since
it was
the beginning of time. I mean, it's.
Yep.
I think the fall guy, the fall guy theory is probably one of the best ones. You know, that Epstein, I completely believe they just went to him and said, "You're doing it yourself, or we'll do it for you," and he was like, "Okay," and then couldn't do it, so they did it for him. And you know, they basically go in. They'll say, "Here's the deal. You got to go down for this because there's too much at stake for the whole cabal out there." So we'll make sure your people are taken care of, but you're taking the fall. And that's the way they do it. Yeah. And then they say, all right, because, you know, all those people, I mean, P. Diddy, come on. If you wanted to go down to some place that, you know, you talk about extradition. I mean, the guy's a multi-millionaire. to get down to somewhere, I think.
No, he's a billionaire, isn't he? I thought he was a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought he was in the billions.
It's hard
there.
For him to get away. Yeah. You can't tell me they're like, oh, no, you got you, and stuff like that. And all you need is one lawyer to get you out of the hooscow long enough to get on a plane and get the hell out of there. And, you know, that happens. Right. So, yeah, it's a shame. I think that, well, I shouldn't say it's a shame. I'm actually glad to see all this stuff happening because this has been happening forever. Now there's some light being shown on it. And you know, people's heroes and who they think they are and stuff like that. And this whole, you know, I'm not a prude, but you know, a lot of the, you know, you look at the music and the coarsening of our society. You know, people dogged on the 50s because it was all just cute and nice, and they talk about all the racism back then and how. But I'm Leave It to Beaver world. I'm like. You know what? You guys are right about the racism. There was some crazy shit going on in the 50s, but that was the first decade of change that we've had in a long time. And but the family structure on all fronts, in all walks of life and in all races and all religions, was strong in the 50s, and it was better. Now, could we use a little bit of liberalness, you know, applied to the 50s society? Absolutely. I mean, they were pretty shut down, closed down. But I think just like Chris has mentioned before, unions, they were needed in 1904. By 1925, they just turned into a political arm of whoever they could control. And we don't need them. And it's the same with right now with what's going on. We need to get some shame back in society. And you're starting to see it with these big people getting toppled, you know.
That's good. But we're going to switch gears here, and we want to talk about another big news item that dropped yesterday, and that's Teflon Donnie dodged Letitia James's big fine by getting his bond slashed by over half. He was supposed to come up with $495 million to pay into the New York coffers. Instead, he only has to pay $175 million.
And
he's got to pay that within 10 days. A pittance of what it was. And the biggest thing is that when he was at the news conference, somebody shouted at him as he was walking away about what his bond was backed by. And he turned around and he said, cash.
Yeah, I love that.
So,
well, it's beautiful because, you know, that whole thing, any bond over about $12.50 is a complete travesty of justice for this guy on this particular charge. I'm sure there's other stuff that you can find to get him on. And I just, what they did, I just can't get past the fact that people are so, have so much hate for him in the justice system that they would perpetrate such a fascistic tyranny upon this guy. And I listen to the people that I know that are friends that are just Trump haters on the right and the left. They're like, good, it's about time. So I'm like, what are you talking about? It's about time. It's about time someone comes to your house and says, all right, here's your house. It's worth $500,000. And you need to give us $400,000 by Monday. And you owe $350 on the damn thing. So we're just going to take the house. You're out on the street. Because why?
Right.
Because you said something that we didn't like, that in court was proven to not even be a problem. And the whole thing, and the person cheated by you said, no, we were made whole completely. This was never a problem. We did our due diligence. He told us to do it. We all got paid. In fact, we want to do business with him again. This guy's fantastic. Nope, we're taking your house. Get the fuck out.
When we talk about the hypocrisy of the people that were accusing him of this and that, they were talking about Mar-a-Lago being only worth, what, I think it was $18 million. And then when they were talking about doing the fire sale, you know, there was stuff going around where, you know, this thing was worth over $200 million, right? So, I mean, you know, there are legitimate appraisers out there appraising his property going like, oh, no, this is, and so all these charges seem, now they're trying to turn the page and saying like, oh, no, this is a bigger fraud case than just him, you know, overpricing his properties and stuff. You know, it's all his business practices, stuff like that, where all they've been kind of just focusing on before that was just his properties, how he failed the banks and how he did this and how he did that. And to me, I'm no Trump lover, you know that. I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden. I don't like anybody. I don't like politicians, period. They're just fucking wasted.
I'll put it this way. By the measure that they got him, I should be in prison because I've had four houses in the last 7 years. Each one of them, I'm not a house flipper, but, you know, when the market's right, I'm smart. I get a house, I fix some stuff up, I say it's worth this much, and that's what I get for it. And it's worth way more. I mean, the last house I lived in for 3 years, and we got $82,000 more than we paid for it in 3 years. And I put...
You, sir, are the reason why housing is so high and that people can't afford housing.
And you're welcome.
I want to tell you that.
And it's your fault because the interest rates went up and I can't do it anymore.
Dude, Ken, you just took a line from Amy Klobuchar.
Yes. My girl.
So one thing I think is interesting is like, you know, they're hitting Trump because he supposedly undervalued or overvalued his property and then paid the loan back in full with interest and everything like that. And nobody was harmed, right? Nobody was harmed at all. If anything, everybody benefited, because if that property was overvalued, then that means that the surrounding properties increased in value and they were able to sell for a higher rate and stuff. Okay, fine, whatever. So in general, nobody got harmed. Okay. But, you know, like I was saying the other day, one of the major publications, I can't remember exactly which one, they came out with an article talking about the situation with Trump, talking about how, you know, he owes $400 million, and if he can't pay it, then, you know, then Letitia James will be able to seize his assets, and then he'll have to sell them at short sale. And they were going through and listing his assets and how much he could get at short sale, and they listed Mar-a-Lago as being $200 million for a short sale, even right. though Letitia James in the thing said it was $18 million for a short or for right. valuation. So, right. so the fact that he's getting harmed, so does that mean that Letitia and all the other people who ruled against him and the prosecutors that railed against him and everything, that means that they are going to have to pay themselves $400 million a piece because of the damages they incurred on Mr. Trump?
Not only that,
they should too.
Having been through a short sale on a house, when you short sale a house, you're selling it for undervalue. So if they said it's worth $220 million, it's probably worth more like $275 to $300 million. Because a short sale means it's a distressed property and you got to get rid of it right now. So if
I bought my current house on a short sale. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I sold one on a short sale, and then 13 months later, the next house I bought was a foreclosed house.
Nice.
It was. I mean, it's all anyhow, it's all paper money. I mean, you know, talk about fiats. I don't even like fiats, and that's our money. No, I went to cars.
Let's stay on the subject of housing. So let's say that you own a couple of houses that you you're in between people that are renting or your vacation home, and you arrive one day ready to go on vacation. You're down in Florida. You've got your nice little home. You unlock the door, and all of a sudden, hey, there's somebody living there. They're called squatters.
Yeet.
And
isn't it crazy what's happening there? Yeah.
That is so crazy. I had no idea that there was laws supporting squatting.
It amazes me.
It amazes me. Who are the motherfuckers that freaking did that? Who are the motherfuckers that made laws supporting somebody to come into your private property and be able to inhabit that property, bring up false documentation for that property, and then have you go through the expense of trying to get those people out of your property just so you can clean it up and try to sell it or salvage it at some
Bruce,
point. It's amazing and crazy.
Bruce, the people that are making these laws, just remember, they are the lesser of two evils.
Yes, and they're the adults. The adults are back, remember?
Thank God.
Please.
Well, please, you know, the one lady got arrested for changing the locks on her house. They arrested her. And so here's what's going to happen, and it's already starting to happen. And I listened to, it was some podcast I was listening to. We were talking about that. This is exactly what happened. He goes, what's going to happen is these people will be in the house, and they're going to wake up at 3 in the morning with 5 guys in ski masks and tire irons around there, breaking knees, going, you're out tomorrow morning, or we're coming back. And you can call the police, but they're not going to help you. There's nothing you can do. You can't report us because then you're going to get deported. It's because they're not going to do anything. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have vigil. And I'll tell you, that's how I'd handle it in my house, man. I know some people. I'd call up some friends and say,
but it sounds like law enforcement. It sounds like law enforcement is going along with these people that are spotting in.
They are.
For all indications that I've seen, that law enforcement is supporting this because local they have police. To go by the quote law.
Yeah, local police are. That's why you need to call your sheriff.
So where's your
sheriff is the guy that can help you.
Yes, the sheriff is a high ranking officer in the county.
Yep.
Not yet. Gotcha. I had no idea about that. So yeah, I try to stay away from law enforcement as much as possible. So unless it suits me and I have to have them. So, but yeah, man, I don't know what I do. I know what I do. I do probably the same thing that Ken would do, and it'd be like, yeah, I got some hard hitting buddies with some blowtorches and some flyers. Hit me as evil on them.
You quietly take care of it. You know that's you just quietly take care of it.
Yeah, we use that Lincoln Continental you got with the shovel and the lime in the back.
It's crying out loud. It's a town car. Continental is for like you know.
Oh gosh, it's a fucking town car. Jesus,
Continental's a poor man's town car. It's a town fucking car. Fun fact, in the ultimate fuck you for Cadillac, Cadillac calls their sedan the Coupe de Ville, or the Sedan de Ville, town car. So, you know, Lincoln just said, we're Americans. We're going to call our goddamn thing town car. Get the shovel in the lawn. We're going out to the cornfields. Make some fertilizer.
Well, Chris, I'm actually surprised that Harkos is here today because he said he wasn't feeling well yesterday, and he was looking a little peckish online Sunday night. So how you feeling today,
Harkos? I'm doing all right. I'm just still like recovering. I'm still tired. I've not been sleeping very well, so that's been adding to it. So
mono.
I've been listening to some Bono and some Sonny and Cher and stuff. So it's not been making me sleep.
I thought you said mono.
Yeah, that's what I did. I said mono. Do you have mono?
Yeah, I know. I just decided to be dumb.
I've been staying up too late and shit like that. So, yeah. I'll be all right. But, yeah. I went to the VA yesterday for the first time in over a decade. And we got reestablished and everything. And, you know, I was there and like the doctor came in, you know, it's just a checkup, you know, nothing crazy, and came in and, you know, we were sitting there, you know, talking about stuff, you know, and he fondled my balls and stuff like that. You know, it was cool. But then,
Did you have candles and wine?
Yeah, they dimmed the lights a little bit. It was pretty cool. You know, it was kind of backwards from what I wanted though, because the nurse was, you know, the nurse was a solid six, you know, she was all right looking. And I would have rather that she fondled my balls where the doctor videotaped, but they did it backwards for some reason. And she videotaped while the doctor fondled my balls. That really, I was like, this is a little bit backwards right here. Come on, what the fuck? But, we could really do some damage if it was the other way around, but they're like, no, this is how we do things here at the VA. And I'm like, oh yeah, you guys are ass backwards. I forgot. But no, like while he's sitting there, he coughed twice into his hand. Right. And, you know, I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. You know, that I didn't know people still coughed in their hands, but apparently this doctor, does, right. Medical doctor. And then he gets up, to leave and then he shakes my hand and walks out the door. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, wait a second. This motherfucker was just coughing into his hand and then shook my hand with it. And he's my doctor. What the fuck?
We'll see what's
going on here? Apparently,
is his last name Biden?
Yeah, I think so. It's something about Biden.
Was it Bidenomics? Was he coughing up one of your hairball hairs?
He might have been. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
He might have got a hairball. Oh no, that's right. You should.
Yeah, I do take care of that. Yeah, but you know, like I got huskies, so sometimes the hair just kind of goes everywhere from the huskies. So, but I've been doing all right. Just fucking tired, just trying to get a lot of things taken care of and stuff, you know.
Can I do a public service announcement?
Go ahead.
for our Minnesotan and Wisconsin people. So I left my house in Baldwin to pouring rain and rather warm, and I drive 19 miles, and I drove into a snowstorm, and the road is absolutely treacherous.
Wait a minute. You had 9 inches of snow fucking the night before. Come on,
That's all gone. That's all gone the night before.
Dude, what the?
Today.
No, what today the fuck is that? No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. So that's easy to drive through. When you get 9-10 inches of snow, you can drive through that, no problem. It's when you get rain, then it freezes, and then it snows on top in a blizzard.
Yep. Tomorrow's going to be 8 degrees out. The California boy is going to die up there, dude. I can't move up to fucking Dakotas or the freaking Minnesota.
Yeah, you can. You'll be fine. You get four-wheel drive, and then you listen to the locals on the winds and not go out.
Four-wheel drive is for pussies that can't drive. You know, that's why I have Volvos, because they're made in cold temperatures. You got to get cars made in cold temperatures. Shitty old Volvos. That's the way to go.
I got a four-wheel drive.
See?
But you know what? I used to have an Alero that was a one-wheel drive, and I did perfect in that thing for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, for 100 years, there was no front-wheel drive cars to speak of, really.
Oh, I know.
Just fine in this shit.
Yeah, my
we used to have horses, anyway, too, and they do fine in the snow.
Yeah, right? I used to have a Thunderbird.
True story as well, as we were talking about Harkos's balls, I drove right by the exit to get off to go to work.
He was so enamored
Now you're gonna have to fondle your boss's balls and not get fired.
See, now in June, you'll get to see Harkos's balls, and everything will be fine, and then we'll know.
Yeah, it'll be jingle balls all the way. Yeah, I drove right to see you guys. I'm like, what? Oh, that's Applebee's. Oh shit! I just missed it. God damn it!
That's funny.
I got a meeting right away this morning too, so I'll blame it on the snow. They ain't listening.
So in local news, Jason received my thank you cards in the mail yesterday, and quickly informed me that one of the sheets was misaligned, and I've got a bunch of bad cards in there. And Aaron's getting ready to get one of those cards, so I'm not sure if you're going to send him a good one or a bad one or what you're going to send him. But I hear that the HP printer is like the Daewoo of fucking printers. So
yeah,
I'm very disappointed.
So you're saying you're going to send people a horrible design?
My own horrible design.
I've got some of these cards that are misaligned. Like the some of the heads are cut off, and the text is on different pages, and HP for printers, they suck. They are the Daewoo of printers.
Unless you get a good one. My HP fucking rocks.
I hate HP with a fucking passion. Actually, in Office Space, the printer that they smash up was an HP.
That's true. The cheap HPs are garbage. They're junk. We got a brother.
Yeah, I did get a cheap HP. It's the Office Jet freaking H5500, whatever the fuck it is. But yeah, the ink is more than the printer ever was. That's how they get you anyway.
Right. So, yeah.
I'll just throw this out there. In the midst of this world of weathered souls, there is a guy that does graphic design for a living.
Oh, I know. I understand. I do know that, but you know, I figured I'd take it up on my.
He's willing to help out in any kind of problems that arise.
I figured I'd take it on myself and be a big boy once in a while instead of relying on all these people that I have at my beck and call at any time.
I say that because I've just been watching the train wreck, and I'm just like, I'll help. So you send me the file, we'll take care of it. I can print them all out on my nice printer. We can get them all squared away.
If you want a good printer, I would suggest either Epson or Ricoh. Those are the better ones.
Or Brother. Yeah. Brother makes a really good one too. That's reasonable.
I have a brother. So maybe I'll take a look at that one. But they're all those MFCs, you know. There's those multifunction ones, you know, where I can where I can do a fax if I want to, which I don't know when the last time I ever did a fax was.
I want a fax machine that plays cassette tapes. That's what I'm looking for in my life. With a cigarette.
When was the last time you sent a fax? Which, by the way, is the most secure way to do communications, from what I hear.
It still is, yeah.
It still is. Well,
to the hell with tapes. I want a fax machine that plays an 8-track.
Yes.
I still have 8-tracks. Believe it or not.
Let's go back to speed records.
I shit you not, all right, dude.
I finally made it to work. I gotta run, guys. But great talking to y'all.
have a good one, Ken, man. We'll see you.
No, I missed the exit. Sorry, I'll be in there in a minute. All right. Oh, sorry, I wasn't talking to you
guys. But yeah, I actually do still have an 8-track tape. Tracy, my wife's mom, she leaves stuff in our house all the time. We find shit in our house all the time. And what we found out, it was her cleaning out her own house. And leaving stuff to us. we came across a box one time, and it had the, I don't know if you remember, Sony or RCA or something came out with a cassette player that actually had like a, you know, like one of those dynamite things, right? The plunger thing. And we got one of those, fully functional, still works. And, you know, and they gave, and she gave us some of Tracy's old 8-track tapes, which includes Elvis and the Partridge Family, so that's pretty cool. And she was a big David Cassidy fan. She loved David Cassidy.
Gotcha.
And John Travolta. She had a John Travolta tape in there too. So, and some quality 8-track tapes that I've got there. I don't know if Harco's ever kind of worked around with John Travolta or anything, but hell of a voice, man. He's got a hell of a voice. Maybe you want to do some sampling.
Well, yeah, sampling is a legal issue when it comes to a lot of stuff like that. That's the problem with that. But so one thing I just realized too is that you know, we're talking about the Diddy thing. I was just scrolling through my Facebook, and then it made me remember about the Nickelodeon situation that came down here recently as well too, where I can't remember his name, but the guy who was like the head of Nickelodeon, like back in the day with when Nickelodeon went to like the slime and all that stuff and everything, like he was apparently like getting awkward massages or giving them or whatever with people and stuff. And yeah, they kind of swept that under the rug. And he was like, hey, I apologize if I made anybody feel uncomfortable, you know, but you know, if any of the kids felt uncomfortable, then you know all the lawyers had to do was say that they didn't want them to be a part of it. And it's like, what the fuck, you know, like that's
lawyers.
the actors for the child actors, if they feel uncomfortable, they just tell their lawyers that they don't want to be a part of literally the biggest thing on television when it was going around. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here? But we've always known about, you know, the children in the entertainment industry getting literally fucked, and it's fucked up, you know. And
well, that's the thing. It's because all these children are children of people in the entertainment industry themselves. They're all accustomed. They're all accustomed to the lifestyle anyway. So it's a great big fuck fest anyway over there. So,
yeah, but I think it's interesting how that's coming down at the same time, because a lot of these things all come down around the same time. For instance, you know, it's not just one person who comes down for, you know, some kind of sex trafficking thing. It's other people. And so the Nickelodeon documentary coming out here recently, and then the Diddy stuff around the same time. I'm wondering what's going to be the next one. You know, like they still haven't released Epstein's full list. Like they threw Stephen Hawking under the bus, you know, or rolled him under the bus.
Yeah, because he was dead.
Yeah, exactly. They rolled him under the bus.
What can you do? Even if he was alive, what can you do?
Yeah, and then Hawking, Prince Charles just miraculously got some bad cancer and he has to hide away now, you know, stuff like that.
Right,
so,
right.
But they're not actually going to release anybody of substance. But
And I would doubt that they're going to do that with P. Diddy either. So
I don't know. I think they're going to burn him. I think they're going to burn him something fierce.
They're going to burn him. Yeah, they're going to burn him too. But I mean, I don't think anybody else is going to burn with him.
Probably not. Maybe a couple people, but yeah, probably not. Like what's interesting thing in the industry is that, you know, people in the music side, people always say that like Jay-Z and Beyonce are part of the Illuminati, and they sold out in order to become this, the where they're at, and you know, they're puppets of the industry and blah blah blah, stuff like that. People have always said that. People said that about Snoop Dogg too, about how the reason, you know, that he has been so successful out of everybody from that era is because, you know, because he sold out and
yeah, he kissed the ring.
Exactly,
right?
he kissed the ring, and you know, maybe they have some blackmail on him or something. Maybe he ended up saying yes to some of these parties and yes to doing some of these things, and then now all of a sudden they got all this dirt on him, and then he just does whatever he's told. I mean, that's one thing about Ice Cube. Ice Cube has been blackballed from the industry for quite a while because he refuses to go along with anything. And
Cat Williams, same way.
Cat Williams as well too. And Cat Williams just came out and he was speaking on a lot of stuff with a lot of people as well too in comedy.
I saw that.
So I'm curious what's going to happen. What's going to drop next? You know, I heard some people say that Joe Rogan supposedly is a part of all that shit as well too. They got some dirt on him. That's why he's able to be number one. So it's interesting. Like, you know, a lot of things happen with rumors, and then some things are legit, you know? So it's just, I don't know. The stuff with Joe Rogan, I've heard very little of, but I've heard, you know, a lot of for instances with some other people and stuff. So it could be interesting what's coming down the pipe next in the form of the entertainment industry getting hit yet again with like a Me Too style thing, but like in more of a fucked up situation than Epstein.
Coming down the pipe. Yeah, so talking about coming down the pipe with that, so is this something that you're interested in and talking to EP with Music Making Sense podcast? Or
no, I'm not interested in talking about this on Music Making Sense podcast. This is a distraction. On Music Making Sense podcast, we have talked about some of the drama before on the show, but I felt it was just a distraction. We didn't actually have anything of substance for people to learn from. It just became, you know, a gossip show, a channel. And when there was a situation where Usher had his hands all over, I can't remember her name. There was a situation with Usher and stuff like that. And so we talked about it on an episode, and it really had like, there wasn't really much of substance. Plus that episode ended up getting taken down, and I had to edit it and re-upload it back to YouTube because we had a clip of Usher's song on there, stuff like that. So we're not going to talk about this stuff. We're just going to keep talking about, you know, marketing. How to make your music make sense and marketing and stuff like that. You know, we might throw a little caveat out there about how, you know, you need to brand yourself properly or something like that, but we're not going to go too in-depth in it.
Well, then if you want the real dirt, then you have to tune into, you got to tune into Daily Weather G, exactly. Right? And the weather report if you want that real dirt coming down about what we really feel about and what we talk about, man. So, it's been an interesting conversation. I'm pulling into work here a little early today. 6:45. I'm just going to hang out here a little bit more. If somebody wants to enter anything else in, I know that Jason, you know, our co-host here, he doesn't say a whole lot. What he does say stuff with substance. But so what do you got working on there, Jason? What's going on with you,
just,
man, and your side of the world?
Full schedule today of lots of stuff to do.
Yep. So masturbation while watching The View. Got it.
Yep. Exactly. And
always.
In order to do it right, you have to masturbate with rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol and sandpaper?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how I like to do it, too. The rubbing alcohol is a good lube for sandpaper.
Yes, it is.
The thumb over the top of the head is the way that.
Yep, and then use your left hand backwards to make it feel like somebody else.
I can always count on quality content from Horrible Designs because that's what he's all about. He's about horrible design. So we're going to leave it at that. I'm parked at my work. I'm getting ready to go in. And coming from the land where a girl will ask a guy here whether she got him pregnant or not, I'm Bruce McGee. They call me the Weathered Soul. And I want to just thank our co-host Jason from Horrible Designs, Harkos from Music Making Sense Podcast, and Apex Music Systems. If you guys got anything, any of you music people out there that want to hook up with Harkos, man, go to either one of those places, and he'll hook you up. Thank you, Aaron, for listening today, and Mad K Designs.
And Bruce, speaking of Aaron, his latest podcast just dropped for I Had to Say It Podcast.
Oh, man, fantastic. And yeah, I had to say a podcast is a great podcast. So we're going to plug him here because he comes in here all the time, man. We love just knowing that he's listening in for us. And I'm just going to leave it with this, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Be good to yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow.